Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Hey guys, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts,
Jamie
and Camilla. Now let's get into it. Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. Welcome back.
I'm dead.
Oh man, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's morning. I feel like COVID really messed me up because I feel like I was used to be a morning person because, you know, got to get up and go to work every day. But now it's like I can be in bed until, like, I can roll over and join my meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate getting up now.
I feel that. Because I could be a morning person and get the day started at 8 a.m. Because that's how pandemic times were. But really, being a morning person, you were up like an hour ago.
Yeah. And I just think back to like high school. It literally started at 7:30.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, they wondered why people was fighting in the morning. Yeah, everybody tired.
And they're hungry and they should no one's fully functioning.
Yeah.
It's okay. At that time of day. I feel that.
Insane.
I agree.
How are you?
I'm good. Tomorrow we have off, period. This is for the niggas, strictly for the niggas. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm only saying this because the day just started. I don't want to go to the office today.
Oh.
Again.
I wouldn't.
Pandemic woes, right?
Yeah. Do you have to go?
If my thing is like, if I go today, then I don't have to go on Thursday. So,
or Friday?
Yeah, or Friday.
Oh yeah, go today, Friday. That makes sense to me.
Right.
It's like a full long weekend.
Exactly. Because girl math says I get more time to myself if I just go today.
I see that. I hate that for you, but I see that.
Right.
We were supposed to go in today, but then Matt changed his mind. And actually, I was a little upset about it because I have a cute Juneteenth shirt that I want to wear. But I guess I'll wear it on Wednesday.
Wear it next week. Hey.
You're right.
Is there a problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If there is, let's take it up with HR.
Right. Let's talk about it, actually. Like, let's know. Let's discuss. What's it? Oh, man. This episode, wow. I'm so tired of Sophie and her damn mom. I really, really am.
Beyond.
Like, and okay.
We can get into that, but whoever the waitress was in that diner, count your days.
I am screaming for saying grits.
Is eggs and sugar? Are you well?
I'm unwell.
I made
a lot of assumptions based on how she looks. Based on how that lovely waitress looks. But this seems like biracial lack of clarity. You know?
Very much so. And they're in somewhere in Texas.
They're in Dallas.
There's just no excuse.
Yeah. I'm saying that, but I'm sure there are plenty of biracial people that know Grits are not
Let
ground up eggs and sugar.
yeah, we're gonna say that she's a transplant and she came from the most northern peak of the US and she lived with her white family.
Yeah.
That has to be it. But white people eat grits, so at
Or,
least in the South, they do.
right, or maybe she's Caribbean or Latin.
Okay,
Those are,
because they don't have grits.
they don't do grits. I believe like Caribbeans,
Porridge.
they do porridge. I think Latin people do something else, like a different types of corn mealy
I would
things.
have rather her compared it to oatmeal. Anything. Eggs
Yeah.
and sugar.
Yeah. I would have rather her say
Rice.
like
Something.
breakfast mashed potatoes. I would have rather her say something else other than eggs and sugar. Do you eat that? Like, does
I
that
never
sound like
advocate for anybody losing their job, but she's not, her heart is not in it. She gotta go. Because of what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eggs and sugar is crazy.
Troublesome. You don't know your menu.
You don't know what you're eating.
No.
Diabolical.
Because of what? No. Unacceptable.
That was diabolical. I agree. I'm glad we both caught that. I feel like we could actually start with Gino and Jasmine because they were for once like the least problematic. I'm sorry, my allergies are acting up really badly. Give me 2 seconds to blow my nose, and I will be right back.
Oh gosh, that is hilarious. Allergy season is upon us. But I will say,
Oh my God.
I recently got a air purifier and it has been great.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like
So I would recommend that.
I feel like I need a bigger one.
Oh, you have one?
I do. But maybe I need like a bigger one to catch the pollen because you're doing a great job catching dust, okay? The dust is got. Thank you so much. We need to get a little more things that are up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, how, what size is it? This, what, it's a little white thing on the floor.
I think yours is taller than mine.
Oh.
Mine's is like a little cylinder like that, but it's kind of short.
Okay.
So.
I haven't took allergy medicine in some time. But also, I
Okay.
don't be outside so much.
Got
So.
it. And I slept with my window open too, so that's probably like
Oh, that's exactly the reason. Yeah.
this is my fault. This is a consequence of my
Yeah,
actions.
I'm too scared to sleep with my window open. I don't want no creepy crawlies.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah. Of course.
I
Okay, sorry about that. So Gino and Jasmine, at least yeah, this is kind of chill, just a little more respectful of them. Gosh, Gino's, I mean Jasmine's BBL is really wow, I don't know.
feel like the whole butt implant, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like back in the day, it was like butt shots. Like that's what people
Yeah.
were doing. And
Yeah.
now that they're starting to insert things in the butt, whether it's an implant or fat, the doctors ain't quite got it right. Because I feel like everybody's
I agree. It's
drops after a certain point.
just not, there's not a perfect science, and I feel like more doctors should say, that's too much for you.
Yeah.
That's too much for your frame. That's a
No,
little too much.
they can charge more.
Yeah. I feel like it took a long time for us to get there with breast implants. Like now it's like doctors would be like, nah, you can't walk around with all that.
Yeah.
And you have to find somebody to do it, like however big you want. We need to get there with the BBLs.
Yeah.
Cause that thing went crazy. Maybe it was the shorts or the leggings, whatever, it was, tossed around after
I
the
feel like
workout.
butt implants always look a little weird because they be flipping and dipping and turning inside out. Like they're not steady at all. So
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
she got that. I feel like they
Yeah.
need to wire them down, like drill into the
Yeah.
bone and
I
stick
don't
them down.
know. Something. We
Yeah.
got to figure something out. Because she doesn't have any fat on her body in general, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's a very, like, thin, like, lean person, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it always looks weird. But she's in the park working out. Weird, you know, gym. Jasmine is a fitness girly. She loves being in the gym and stuff. And then we see Gino come out of nowhere and was like, "Hey girl, like, can I please take you out? Let's do smoothies again. And we're not gonna throw them at each other this time. Like, we gotta do something. Maybe we should do salads or something. I don't know. But let's go out. I need to talk to you." And the last time we saw them, they were arguing in the home appliances store, basically saying, "You're not a real man, you're not a real woman." Very much gender wars, but in real life. Like, it was pretty funny actually. So they're doing better now, and Gino wanted to talk to her and essentially apologize for how he was acting. Like, "Listen, that was inappropriate. My bad. But you can't be talking to me like that." And that's just on period. Like, "I do a lot. I contribute a lot and I care a lot. So you can't make me seem like I'm raggedy just because you don't get whatever you want immediately how you want it. Especially when I did give you what you want. It just took me like a little bit of time." And she was apologetic and she was like, "Okay, that's fair. I did do a lot. I did call you out your name." True. Those things are true. We need a little more intimacy. In terms of the grown-up transactions, we need a little more of that. Because it's not enough and I'm not happy right now. Like, I'm upset. Okay. And he was like, "Well, I can do that. Uno reverse back to you if you act better, you know? It's not a physical thing for me. It is all Jedi mind tricks, and you're mean. And I don't want to talk to you if you're mean." So, you know, there's that. So she's like, "All right, I'll stop being mean." Fine. She's lying, but she'll stop being mean for now. Now we're moving on. Now we're moving on to this pageant, which is interesting. It's like
How you
just
don't have
becoming,
a dress 2 days before?
it's just becoming more and more of a focus, you know, like Jamie said, we got 2 days before the pageant. So obviously she needs a gown. And Gino is like, "Well, this is my time to shine. I can help you find the right gown because I have experience in the world of pageantry." I'm not gonna lie, like, I was not gagged at old pictures of Gino. I was like, "Oh.
He didn't came a long way, and
Oh."
it was the wrong way, but
Right. I'm
I
like,
think
"Oh, what? What happened?"
it's a hair and hat situation. He book a flight to Turkey.
No,
Get
you,
on your TikTok
'cause you
and see
got
what the
that piece
boy's
in the bag.
doing.
You got that piece in the back. We can bring it to the
Perfect,
front.
perfect graph section.
Okay. Don't limit yourself. The men are doing it. It's fine. I'm not
Absolutely.
judging it. I'm not judging.
Absolutely.
I saw this one construction worker on TikTok. He had a full,
The
full.
gray hair dude? Yeah.
Yes. I was like, "All right. All right now, let things get a little dicey in my life. I'm advocating for people to go to Turkey. What's the
Absolutely.
problem? If
Absolutely.
we can get BBLs at the drop of a dime, you can get your hair. That feels a little more important, you know?"
And it seems pretty affordable. You get a trip to Turkey. That man
Huh?
said $2,000-$3,000. They pay for your flight, hotel,
What?
driving.
Listen.
Get at him.
Gino, there's hope for you. That's all we're saying. Especially when you used to look like that when you were younger. It's like, okay, you could restore that feeling back. I know you could. Yeah. So the next time we see them, they're going dress shopping, and Gino is giving husbander like lots of opinions. Like, he's really not just going there to sit down and be quiet. He has thoughts like, "No, you need to be in something pink. You need, maybe it should be something like a butterfly or like something more floral, but it needs to be hot pink, not blue, not anything else. You don't want to look like a mango. You don't want to look like this. Like, no, you need something that's going to look good on your skin and it's going to be this." And Jasmine is like, "What the hell is his problem?" Like, not all these opinions, but he had a lot of opinions. And he was just saying, like, it's because of his background, whatever. So when she starts to come and try on dresses, he's like, no, I don't like this. And then after a certain point, she's like, okay, you don't know what she's talking about. And then the one she landed on, I agree. I think it was the best, and it looked the best on her, like the purple, like
Yeah,
burgundy kind of
I
moment.
like that one too.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty. Yeah, it was mostly trying on the dress and him trying to be supportive and like I just care about her so much, but what happened? You just stopped going to the gym? You just stopped? Well,
Oh, Gino?
yeah, I'm
That's
curious.
not for him. He don't even want to dry this. So you think he want to be in the exerciser?
True. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. It was a decent moment from them. So we'll see how this pageant goes in the coming weeks.
I hope it goes well. Based on the preview for next week, I don't know. Because
Oh,
apparently,
it's already bad because he was
yeah.
recording. He needs to
Honestly,
work on
that's
his
creepy.
phrasing. It was a little weird. It's a little weird. There's like
And he know how she act.
he just you know what he needs to do? He need to get on technology, get on his Zoom, okay? Because then you could just DM pictures, DM your references instead of trying to record them yourself. You know?
Absolutely.
They're out there. They're out there. You don't
Oh,
gotta.
you just take note. She turned with her left foot. Write that down.
Yeah,
Don't
she was
record
at a
nothing.
32 degree angle and then she pivoted
Absolutely.
that
Pull
way.
out
Okay.
your protractor.
Yeah. Right. Give me the math. Give me the science of
Yeah,
how I gotta do that. Don't.
because you know how Jasmine acts.
Yeah, I feel that. I get that.
I think we can go Emily Kobe next.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was not much here. Kobe's family is finally coming back with the knock door request items. So they're at the parents' Airbnb, whatever. And they have a spread, honey. They got the table out and everything on the table. They got Mr. Goat tied up to the tree. And her family is very happy. I tweeted this. I feel like Emma's dad is really loving the African clothes because that's all he'd be wearing this whole
He's like,
trip.
hey, where my shirts at, man? I
Because
really don't care about anything else on this list as long as my shirts are there. Thank you. Love you, son. Okay, hello.
yes, so looks like they requested the African print shirts, pineapples, palm oil, the goat, umbrella, a staff. So they got everything, and now the next portion is the money. Emily's mom was like, oh, I hate this part. And her dad, in their little confessionals, he was just like, I'm not too thrilled about it either, but when in Cameroon, do as Cameroonians do.
Hello? Okay.
Like, you're just he here for now. So this part, they sent Emily back inside because she is supposed to be present when the money is being discussed.
Yeah.
So the way it works, I'm like, not us all getting the little cultural lessons.
Okay.
They don't actually exchange the money during the negotiation part. They use like little leaves or pieces of grass, and each
Yes.
piece of grass represents 10 in the Cameroonian currency.
Yeah.
So they pass over what I guess they asked that her dad asked for, and then they asked him to pass some back because they want to negotiate. And then they pass it back to him to see if he's okay with the amount that they want to give, and he says fine, like he didn't really care. It wasn't much of a negotiation. But I think they settled on 700 Cameroonian dollars,
Yeah.
which is about $1.50.
A
And I said,
smooth. That
yeah,
sounds about
I
right.
said, that's exactly that, and one goat was plenty. And then Emily comes back out, and now before she was standing with her parents, now she's standing with Kobe and his family, and her mom starts her foolishness.
Oh my God. I was like, Lady, give it a rest, please.
I know we've talked about this before, but it just, like, I don't know the right word for it. It's just wild. This white woman is crying in Africa about her child being taken by Africans. Like, let's rewind into history for 400 years ago. That just, I know the ancestors are shaking in their boots.
The ancestors are having a key. They said, yeah, girl, come look down at this. Come look at this.
Literally, that is foolishness.
Yeah.
But her mom's really upset. It's like, oh, I feel like they're taking her away from us. It all that. When you know she's going to be born to play with you next week. Like, it's just like the drama of it all. Like, I don't understand it.
It just doesn't make sense. And then when she was saying, well, I hope it doesn't change how they act when they come back home.
They live in your basement. What do you mean?
What are you saying, lady? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? Dad is looking at her like, child, give it a rest. No, and Emily is...
Shut up.
Emily's like, hey, what the Cameroonians now, slay. Like, she's chilling. She doesn't care.
It literally does not matter. Her mom is being so dramatic for no reason. You know, back at home, there is no other black person for 20 miles.
Literally.
Let that man enjoy his cultural moment without you messing things up. Just shut up. It's not that serious.
It's really not. And the fact that you're making it to be a thing, you're irritating me. You're irritating me,
yeah.
And I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, literally, they're already married. Like, absolutely nothing is going to change.
Hopefully, the biggest change is that she starts cooking more Cameroonian food. And Hopefully. Dad's going to be wearing more African shirts. That's what's going to change.
That's literally it.
Oh, now, that's a drastic change. But that's it. That's the only crazy one.
She's getting on my nerves because it's the same thing every week.
I agree.
But that was them.
Yeah. We could talk more in Alexi. Listen.
Get your ass out of that bed and do something.
He said, I am sick of this. I am sick of this.
I feel like that's one of my ex, a man complaining about having to take care of his own kids. You're not babysitting, sir.
Right. It's like, my thing is, so does this mean that Lauren should be compensated for the amount of work that she does? Because everybody's like, oh my God, there's just so much work. I have so much to do.
Lord forbid if she is real, really, really sick. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I was screaming. So Alexi's been holding it down since Lauren got her surgery. We are a month post-op, which is, if you follow Dr. Miami on Snapchat, it's still pretty early, okay? She got, like...
She's still getting her massages.
Right, she's still getting her massages. She's got, like, a good another 2 months for, like, things to, like, feel normal, and then, like, another 6 to 8 months for her body to, like, fully be settled and adjusted. So it's really, like, this cosmetic surgery is not a simple, like, okay, boom, like, all right, done. Yay, gonna go about my business. Like, no, you have to be able to sit down and, like, take the time you need to sit down so your body can just get used to all of the new adjustments. And he's not feeling that. Apparently, he's like, girl, you said you'd be back helping me out, lifting up these kids, because that's really the hardest part, which I didn't even think about, but that makes a lot of sense because they're all, like, under 5, and that's the only thing. They just want to be eye level with your parents. Like, I want to know what's going on.
Well, he need to sit on the floor.
Yeah, I need to know what's going on. They need to be picked up for whatever reason. They need to be held, and she can't right now. the most you can do is
like fold clothes, wash dishes. Yeah.
And like she can't, and she can barely do that. Like she can't do everything, like stuff for like over a long period of time or whatever. We see Alexi drop Lauren, drop the kids off to Lauren's parents' house, and her mom is like immediately talking shit with Alexi, like, yeah, I know she's not doing anything. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot, the stuff that you're going through, and I don't know how you're handling it, and this, and that. And she should have been more considerate. And it was just like, okay.
I feel like it's really overwhelming to him because he's not used to doing a damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because although like three kids and managing that can be a lot and overwhelming. First of all, your wife is sick. She don't want to hear you complaining.
Yeah.
Like you can say, oh, I'm tired, but just let that be that. Because, I mean, you complain to her and say, you need to do, what is that going to do? She can't do anything. And he trying to tell her to go against the doctor. Like, oh, no, you can do that. That man told her to scale back on what she's doing. How you going to tell her?
And it was like, oh, my fault. I didn't know you got your medical right. license.
And he was trying to my say bad. She tricked him, like she underplayed it.
Yeah. If anything, she probably played herself. She probably yeah. played herself. Because a mommy makeover is not like a little, okay, cool.
Yeah, not at all.
No, that's a lot. That's a lot of surgery. And it's a lot.
And I feel like the biggest thing is he just, again, hasn't had to do it, so he doesn't know. Two of the three kids can pretty much roam on their own. Like, you only have one baby.
Yeah.
So if there was a little bit of structure going on here, I feel like things wouldn't be as hard. Again, he just don't know because he doesn't have to.
Yeah. I don't know. They need to get a routine together, clearly. Because this should not be this hard of a transition between one of them, you know, struggling.
But you know, men, well, I'm going to say men because it's typically stay-at-home moms. They used to go into work and come home, then dinner ready, and they eat, bathe, and go to bed.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this is a very, it's interesting because it's, like, it's showing, like, some of the issues with more traditional roles.
Mm-hmm.
Because the likelihood that Lauren even said, like, pay attention, take notes on what I'm, watch this. With the kids, watch this routine, watch how I get them to bed, whatever, whatever. She's probably like, no, like, relax, you had a hard day, like, take care of yourself, don't ever do the laundry, I don't want you having to do that stuff. It's like, okay, well, now you down and out for a BBL and you ain't hiring no nanny, so we should have hired some help, because he
should have, because he is lost.
He don't know what he doing, you're getting an attitude, your mom's like sitting in the corner. We should have hired some help.
Yeah.
We should have hired somebody. Come in and make the man a sandwich. Please make him five sandwiches for the week. Like, do
no, literally. Because I don't know what to say. It's just annoying.
Yeah. Because when he got back, yeah. So we saw a scene with her on Skype with her doctor. And the doctor was saying, like, you had some abnormal swelling before. Oof, that email might keep me home today. All right, okay. Fingers crossed.
I am dead.
Sorry. damn it. But yeah, she's just very, it's traditional. Her mom's kind of feeding into it.
Yeah. You were talking about the doctor on Skype.
Thank you.
And abnormal swelling.
Yes, thank you. Okay, she was already going through it, and we already know because she had three C-sections with two or three?
Yeah, three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a warrior. She's a veteran. And she's a little gangster, as far as I'm concerned. Like, whoa, don't play with her. But because of that, she had some abnormal swelling before getting the surgery, like right after surgery happened. So her healing process is simply taking longer than we thought. She should be able to do a little more at after 1 month, but because of her swelling, she's not able to. And it is what it is. So she should be doing like small loads of laundry every day versus one big load. Oof, all them kids. That laundry is probably ridiculous. Like their poor water bill. Lord. But she's like, I need to do that instead of doing like bigger loads once a week. And Alexi's like not hearing it. He's like, I feel like you're being lazy. I feel like you're not trying to contribute. You
Get
played
up.
me. You played yourself. Like, get your ass up and do something around this house, okay? He's sick. And I don't know. Y'all should have prepared for this a little more.
Yeah.
Everybody was unprepared. I'm not just gonna put it on her. I think everybody was unprepared.
I agree. And I feel like she said that he has resentment towards her for this, which
Yeah.
is very true, and it's because it was an elective surgery.
I agree.
Like, C-sections take time to heal from too. But I feel like he probably thought that was more justified because he just had a baby, blah, blah, blah. But
Right.
also, she was like, I wasn't being selfish. I did this for you too. And he was like, I told you to get in the gym. Like, you didn't do this for me.
And it's just like, okay. And there we have it. We're back at square one. 'Cause you think you know everything. It's loose skin.
Yeah.
There is no gym for loose skin.
The
It's just
loose
gonna
skin,
be loose.
I mean, the gym is not gonna sew your abdomen back
Right.
together.
They don't have that. They don't have that
They
down at the
don't have
gym. Like,
that
I'm so sorry. I actually need to get this removed.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so annoying. I was like, okay, so you clearly don't, you didn't get it. Got it. Cool. All right. Just
Men
annoying. Right. Like, ew.
think they know everything.
Okay. Yeah, that was the biggest thing, I think. And that was it for them. And oh, and he slept on the couch because he was like, you know, fuck this. Just you need to get
I
your
don't
ass
know
up.
why they think that's
No,
a flex.
I'm
I
going to
welcome it.
starfish. I'm going to starfish. So
Absolutely.
do what you
Good
want to
goodbye.
do.
You can sleep
Right.
out the door for all I care.
You move how you feel like you need to.
Yeah.
I'm move how I feel like I need to. That's just all, period. Like, yeah.
Foolishness. Should we go with Ed and Liz next? Or I feel like Rob and Sophie was it? Ed and Liz was a little worse than Rob and Sophie.
Okay, I agree with that. Rob and Sophie, it was more of the same. This is stupid.
Eight. Agreed.
Down to the eggs and water and eggs and sugar.
Oh, girl.
It
Oh, I low key forgot about that part.
is
But we see her mom's name is Claire, so let me start talking about her name. Sophie and Claire are at a diner, giving very homely or ordering some breakfast. This is the morning after the little restaurant problem that they had with Rob, where Claire
Yeah.
was crying.
Yes.
So they're at the diner ordering breakfast. Of course, they're used to beans and toast and fish and chips
I
and
am screaming at beans and toast. Screaming.
all the mystery foods that they eat over in the UK. I feel like this episode was timed kind of perfectly because there's been like ongoing debate on social media about English people critiquing American food.
No, because Sophia was like,
Let's not start, babe.
production played with you because your food is all one color. Okay. Please
Brown,
don't ever it
grayscale.
grayge. It's giving gray and beige. You better cut it out. You better go play where it's safe. Like,
No, quite literally. I don't know. I don't understand why it's a thing. And it's always like, oh, it's always like about taste. And
Right.
I can see y'all can come for us with calories, with sugar remnants,
Absolutely.
all of that, but taste,
Flavor?
yeah,
We're
let's
talking
not.
flavors?
Yeah, let's not. Let's not, because you
Seasonings?
cannot compete where you don't compare, babes.
Okay, because you colonized the whole world, and for what?
Yeah, because you ain't take no spices back with you.
Because that British breakfast still looked the way it looked.
Yeah. And that is a shame.
Not a paprika in sight. Not a
Nothing. Y'all are
garlic
literally
powder.
eating like cowboys from back in the day. They didn't have no option. You have options and still
Elective
won't do
struggle
better.
meal. Get the hell out of here.
And I think I saw a TikTok and it was like they're always talking about American food, but like we have like way more Michelin star restaurants. Like the culinary scene is not in Europe for real.
It
Besides
just
the man letting the salt run down his forearm, Salt
it don't
Bae,
even make sense for real for y'all
no.
to be as raggedy as you are,
And
TBH.
all the food that tastes good over there is cultural food. The
Okay.
Nigerians and the Jamaicans.
Hello, the Indians, shout
Yeah.
out. Shout
Come on
out.
now.
And
Yeah.
guess where the flavors are, where they already come from. Okay, and
Absolutely.
right. And back to the original point, having no flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all can stop that there. I'm
Thank
glad they didn't dive too
you.
deep, but they were very curious about the menu and what was on it. As we already discussed, the waiter told them that grits is a mixture of eggs and sugar. So when the grits came on the plate, they were confused, as I would have been too.
I would have been so
Claire
scared.
said, "Those eggs look weird." Yeah, because they're not there.
And this is what everybody eats. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, that would have confirmed some bias for me about Americans too if I had some. I'd be like, oh, they're insane. They're insane. Yeah,
Eggs and sugar,
gross.
yeah, no. But they Sophie says she prefers an English breakfast.
Which literally has beans in it, you know, and like
Bean and toast, friend?
baked beans, like, but tomato based baked beans.
Diabolical.
I will call the authorities on you. Believe
Absolutely.
me, you are a menace to society and a danger to yourself. I can't. Gross. Sorry. Okay.
Hate that. But they talk about Rob, of course, and how he's, I think he was texting her, and her mom is just like, "Oh, like, what are you gonna do? Don't go back to him." And Sophie's like, "I think I'm gonna like stay at her homegirl Kay's for a while, but like I don't want to
Sick
leave him. Like
homegirl
I love
child.
him,
Yeah.
but I like need my space. And I'm gonna go over there and just talk and pick up my stuff, but I don't want him to like lecture me." And Claire's like, "Oh, take me. Like if you take me, he ain't gonna lecture you. You just want to be in the mix, in the mess, cause all the problems."
Yeah. And I know Sophie's 4 years old. I know that, okay? She's a baby. She's young, fine, okay. But at this point in this marriage, you've been separated longer than you've been together. So how are you ever going to get to a point to think, to even consider getting back together if you're so used to being separate? You know?
Yeah,
Like, I
like you
just.
can't work out your problems and y'all not together. And then when y'all come back together, y'all still not trying to address any problems. Y'all trying to go back to business as usual. It
Right.
doesn't
Like we're
work like
starting
that.
at zero every single time instead of stick it out, okay? See if you really want to stick it out, like in person, and then just move forward and then fully move in with Kay and like live happily ever after. Because
Yeah,
that's clearly what you want. Like I don't.
very clearly. Also wanted to mention Claire has on a shirt that looks
Okay.
like it was out of Sophie's closet.
Oh, I'm screaming.
And I feel like, didn't she call her clothes, like, all of your clothes are slutty last week? So, yeah, she took that out of Sophie's closet. But they eventually go over to Rob's house, and he's looking confused, like, oh, hey, like, why y'all decide to stop by? And he ended up giving Sophie a gift that he got her. It's like a stuffed animal with another stuffed animal inside.
Why did that almost undo everything that she was just talking cash shit about? She was like, oh my God, a plushie for me? Please.
Yeah, again, stand up. She is literally a child. So, like you said, that almost undid everything. She was so happy, and Claire was fuming because she thought that was gonna make Sophie stay. But she basically, well, first he gave her the squish toy, and he apologized to Claire, which I don't think he should have. But no. That's just me.
No, he clearly knew what he needed to do in this situation, and I did not, because I was like, what are you apologizing for? But, okay, whatever.
So he apologized, and she accepted his apology, quote-unquote. And then, after all of that, so the spirits are up. Then Sophie still tells him, like, actually, I stopped by to get my stuff. Gonna stay with Kay. Think we just need some space. And he was like, the last time you said you just need a little space, you were gone for 2 months. So, like, what's up?
Right.
It's just like, you know, I know, I think I just need time to process and blah, blah, blah. And I think they go outside and is she, like, mad for just letting her leave? Did I make that up?
Kind of towards the end, she was like, well, what are you gonna say now that I'm leaving? What are you gonna
say?
Bye, nigga. What the don't please don't let the door hit you. Thankfully, I got some space. The bathroom's not gonna be outside. Do you need help to find your Uber? Like,
I am dead.
You left. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, she literally wants the chase, she lives for the chase.
I'm so tired. Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying, and Rob is really not trying to do that.
Yeah, I think he was just like, well, I don't want you to leave, and I love you. Like, what more can I say?
No, when she's like, what are you going to say? He was like, I love you. I was like, oh. Well, don't say that. But okay, thank you. Thanks for that. Jeez, really appreciate it. Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't understand her. But she doesn't make any sense, so.
No, not at all. I don't think, and the thing about the mom, for me, that's annoying, is like, you're doing all this advocating and stuff now. You should have been did that when they were shacking up in Mexico. Yep. You should have been, but everybody's loved Rob. Oh my God, we love Rob. Rob's so great. He's so talented. He's so cool. Love him. Mm-hmm. Up until this point, like, so he was just perfect, like, until now.
I feel like it was a status flexing type thing.
Yeah, for the both of them. But yeah, that's so interesting because it's literally just based on looks.
That's true too, and I feel like maybe the mom or her people liked him a little bit more. It's like, oh, he like taking you on trips. He like got money like that. And now y'all selling into real life and it's not as glamorous anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm just like, okay, I get that he's not perfect, but there's no way all of this is brand new.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And now Claire doesn't even have like rationale anymore.
Yeah,
that makes sense, because before it was like, oh, he can't take care of you, like, there's no bathroom here, this small place. Now it's just like, he's just horrible, he doesn't treat
he's
you,
making you sad. And it's just like,
she made herself sad, if we gonna keep it a book.
She's the saddest part of this whole scenario. Okay.
It's like, what actually are you looking for? And I feel like we've talked about this before. She want him to treat her like the guys in her DMs. Oh my gosh, you're so beautiful, you're so
Yeah.
bad, all of this stuff, which he was probably doing before,
Yeah.
because he was trying to get at you just like everybody else. But you just need to open some of them DMs. Like, that's just unrealistic.
Yeah. And look at the people in DMs, because you're gonna notice some correlations with the thirst and the aesthetic, you know?
Right.
They're not,
And
it's
that's
not
it.
gonna trend in the same direction.
And honestly, that's what happened with Rob.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, how much did y'all actually like each other?
Right. Was it just vacation? Was it just one vacation? You ain't take her back home? You should have been took her back to Inglewood just so she knew
But she
management.
been there, apparently.
True. Yeah, I don't know how we could have avoided this. I don't know. We
I
just shouldn't
think,
have got married too soon. Too soon.
yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I feel like they both probably fell in love with their social media personas. And then even though they stayed in like Mexico for a long time together, it was like vacation-y
Yeah.
and not quite as real as getting married and living together.
Right, no stakes, okay?
Yeah.
Especially during the pandemic, time wasn't real.
Yeah.
Vacation was endless.
Absolutely.
So they probably were definitely living in a fantasy Barbie dream house world and not
Yeah,
like the real
but
world.
Barbie is gone.
Right. This Barbie need to get up and work.
Yes.
This Barbie needs to settle into reality. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. So then, yeah, when the plushie thing did almost work. And then she
It
was like,
probably would have if Claire wasn't there.
oh, she would have stayed. If he would have had one more plushie and the mom was around, he would have done a little 1-2 move and she would have been right back fine. It wouldn't have helped
Absolutely.
anything, but it would have worked for the moment. It would have solved something for the moment. Okay. I think that we can go.
We have Ed and Liz, Angela, Michael, and Patrick and Thais.
Right. Okay. Ed and Liz. We still in house trial somehow, some way. This was pretty quick. Ed just chewed her up. Just a couple more times. Just a couple more times
Ed
before.
does not know when to shut up.
No. It's one of my favorite YouTubers back in the day. She used to say that she has a too much gene. Like, I just always do too much. Like, I really can't help it. I'm good. Like, if I have a task, I'm gonna do too much with it. And I feel like that's the problem. You have the too much gene. You're doing too much. You're always doing too much. You don't even know how to stop yourself.
And I feel like also, I don't think this would help necessarily, but at least it'll make the other person feel better. I feel like you have to be as quick on your feet with the s smart responses to Ed, because
Yeah.
when he
I
said
agree.
something about, oh, your next relationship, she should have been like, oh yeah, he's great. Like, you have to say something with a little shock
Yep, I'm
value
looking
to get
forward to
him.
it. He's already in my DMs.
Yeah,
Da-da-da-da.
you have
We got
to
a date on
say
Thursday.
something shocking to get him to shut up. 'Cause he's
Yeah.
not gonna, like, you can't have serious conversation with him when he's already, honestly, ever. Unless he initiates the serious conversation,
I agree.
he's never willing to listen. And he always thinks he knows everything. So you just have to say something shocking to get him to shut the hell up.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I would have to agree. Because his mind, like, why would you even say that? It just wasn't necessary.
Like, you're trying
So
to school me about relationships and you couldn't even make this one work.
I don't trust your
You
critique,
have
sir.
no expertise.
Absolutely zero leg to stand on. No, just no. So we already know that he was beefing with her mom because she's another one who brought her mom to this. And he said, she said something about you need to be a real man. He was like, well, how would you know? Because you ain't raised no real woman. I was like, oh, yikes, whoa. Hey, jeez. Tough crowd, tough crowd.
Yeah.
So he was already on 10. He was already feeling some type of way. And Liz is crying. She's trying to just make her way through. As she, like, she got, like, maybe, like, a box and a bag in hand. She's making her way to the door. And he's like, oh, by the way, you should really work on all the stuff you have going on so your next relationship is a lot better than this one. Because this was awful. Just, this was really, really bad.
Do it's better. Like,
it's like, thank you for this progress report. I did not need this, especially right now. You know? Like, I just didn't need this right now. So, I don't know why you're sharing this with me. Thank you. My feelings are hurt. And yeah, she was just like getting very defensive and upset. Right? Reasonably defensive and upset. Because who are you talking to? And yeah, it was just, it was really funny. I'm sorry. I thought that scene was it was really funny. I think her mom was like trying to say something to him, but they were literally on their way out the house, like as he said this. So it was like, now she's giving me something to think about. Like,
yeah. And he really pissed Liz off because she was like, I was trying to say goodbye to you, but you're trying to give me this lecture. She was like, I hate you, Ed, and crying as she walked out the door.
He's not giving a damn because he's old and he don't care. And that's just that on that. Man, sorry, girl. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you should have seen this coming 15 breakups ago. And everybody tried to tell you.
You know?
I just don't know what she expected, but Ed did her a favor. Did you see the post I sent you?
With her at 42nd Street with the turtlenecks? I was crying. Yes, I did see that.
Yes. I'm like, who would have put two and two together about the turtleneck? I am screaming.
Unbelievable. She's childish. She's childish.
But I'm glad I'm glad she got a man that is age appropriate.
Yes, yes. Now, that doesn't mean I trust her judgment, so why are you married already? But whatever.
Wait, they're married?
Isn't she? Did I make that up? I thought she was married.
I don't know.
Oh, never mind. I do trust her judgment.
She posted him yesterday. He looked normal, but I don't know.
Okay. Okay, well, never mind. I thought that they was married.
Not people troll her in the comments. You deserve a good man with a neck.
Not that being the bar. The bar is in hell is if all you need to be is a good man with a neck. Please.
Not Kalani in the comments.
Oh, boo. Get out of here, girl.
I love seeing you be treated how you deserve. Love this so much.
I've never feared a bash woman. I love us so much. As much as like the men get justified slander on the show, the women on this show are unhinged. And a lot of the times, the root of their actions, like the root of their consequences is them. Like, oh my God, absolutely. Like, why is this all happening to me? What am I doing wrong? Sister, it's you. These problems are coming to you because it's you.
Yeah, you had it out a long time ago, but you're sorry. Still hanging on.
Yeah. Okay,
but yeah,
so
can't
yes.
Confirm if they're married, but she's definitely with somebody.
Got it. All right. Well, congratulations, girl. I'm happy as a neck. Where do we go from here?
Angela, Michael, or Patrick and Thais?
I feel like it looks like two different streets, but it's really the same thing with them. It feels like it's the same kind of. Same old, same old with both couples.
Yeah. I think we can go. I feel like we can go Angela and Michael because it was honestly the same exact thing from last week.
Yeah.
In fact, this is last week. Like, it's just a continuation.
Okay.
So last week we saw that Angela Oh gosh, Angela found the Paradise Men chat. She found out about the piggy banking.
Child, should
And
have found it all.
one thing that we did not mention last week that she said that we just didn't talk about. When she was talking about the piggy bank thing, she was like, "Oh, you're saving money for when you come to the US and I put you out."
She is a
Menace.
nut.
She's
She's
literally
insane.
insane. And but the way that
That's
she didn't
funny.
necessarily put him out, but he left. The way that she spoke that into the atmosphere and it essentially came true is absolutely insane. And also Michael has been on live every single day, so he is getting him a coin.
Oh, yeah. He's getting a nice bag, a nice cute little one.
So I feel like he probably dealt with Angela long enough for her to like set things up for him once he got here, and then he skedaddled. Anyway, so Michael, actually, before we get to Michael, so this is a continuation of Angela like going through the phone, finding other stuff, and complaining. Again, she found Paradise Men, and apparently, Michael has sent a bunch of her documents over, which had her social security number and all that stuff, which I would have been livid because it's probably some Yahoo boy right now committing fraud on her behalf. And she actually calls an immigration lawyer and I feel like anybody who has to interact with Angela, I'm so sorry because that lady literally looked so aggravated with her.
Oh,
So
yeah.
she basically was telling her like the whole story, like I'm married to a Nigerian for 7 years or however long, and I think he's scamming me. Like he has this chat where he's sent my information. It's called Paradise Men. Like he's saving money from me, and that lawyer lady is just looking like, okay.
Right.
So before you jump to any conclusions,
Because
I
that's what
think
we're doing
it's
right
best to
now.
have a conversation. But
Yes.
obviously, this lawyer don't know how Angela and Michael's conversations go. But like. She told Angela, like, yeah, you can call the embassy and pull it, but like, that's gonna be it. Once you do that, that option is permanently closed.
Yeah, you
So
can't undo it.
you want to like stop and think a second about that before you actually do it. And eventually, Angela goes to find Michael to ask him some questions. And I feel like she'd tell him to basically like sit down, shut up, and listen. And she told him she was could call the police on him because he was breaking a law of the United States of America by sending her information, babe. This is that it don't work like that.
I unfortunately, you are not in America right now.
You gonna call the Georgia State Police to come arrest him?
Right.
Like the people at Ivory Coast do not care about, no, they don't care about that. And furthermore, is that even illegal?
Right. It doesn't sound illegal. It
I
sounds
mean,
like
it's not nice,
it's
and people
messed
shouldn't
up.
do it, but I don't know if sharing somebody's social is
It's
illegal.
right, especially when you say it's your wife's social, like
And Michael
this
explained
is
to her,
technically some of my personal information now too. So
yeah. And he said he wasn't like s sending it out. He's had to send it to somebody to have it printed for his interview. But you know, she didn't want to hear that because she just, whenever his rationale started making sense, she just called him a liar and a scammer. And it's like, oh, yeah, you've been scamming me all along. I can't believe it, Michael. Like, I finally caught up to you, like you've been scamming me all along, and I could call the police right now. Like, I thought about calling the embassy and pulling the visa because I just can't do this anymore.
Right. Something I didn't even think about until just now. Apps like WhatsApp in other countries outside of America, like people do a lot of business on,
It there are like business
like,
WhatsApp chats.
yeah, like you, it can, he really could have sent it off to a printer and be like, hey, people down there, here's my PDF, sending it off. Like, it's just in America, we don't treat WhatsApp like that. We really just use
No,
it for
like
communication.
text message type
Yeah, but
thing. Yeah.
people use apps for like their business all the time. So,
Yeah, I don't think that Michael, first of all, I don't blame Michael for nothing he do. He could chop
no.
up across the head and I would say it's justified.
Right. Did you see how she was acting, though?
No, literally.
Okay.
And I don't think he has the best intentions with Paradise Men and
No.
all of that, but I don't blame him at this
Right.
point.
Boots, I agree.
So she asked him about something else, and I can't remember what it was that really set him off, but he got up and snatched the phone. And she's hooping and hollering, grab that phone. That's my phone. You're not getting it back. Like, grab him. Take that phone. Call
It was so much. It was a lot.
Foolishness.
I was very concerned. I was like, I'm calling the police. Now I'm calling the police, okay? Since we called authorities and whatnot.
Yeah. She was. Like her word means nothing to me because you're just gonna scream and shout and still continue with it. And knowing Michael is in the US right now, like this did nothing to change, like you going forward with the process.
Yo.
As did none of the other 1,000 arguments that y'all have had over the last few years. Like you just wanna scream and holler until he give you what you really want, and then it's my sexy Nigerian again.
Right.
Which is disgusting. But yeah, that's kind of how that ended. Again, we obviously know she did not pull the visa because Michael is in the US somewhere living his best life on TikTok Live. Yeah, I honestly don't know what to say. I'm honestly surprised that Angela survive all these years on 9 Day Fiance.
I'd have to agree.
I feel like even if she's like their money maker, honestly, like people watch, but people are low-key getting tired of it now. Like
Yeah.
it's not as
The
big of
thrill
a
is
thing
gone.
as it used to be. Yeah, but I feel like if anybody else acted how she acts on the show, they would have been gone. Cause I know they didn't have to cut out a few N words from her.
I
Yeah,
am tired.
that woman did a number on that poor man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. He's definitely doing his big one. This is the ultimate get your lick back, okay? Like, all right, nada nada boo boo. Oh, you want to play games? Let's play games. Yeah. He's funny. He's funny, but he's a terror.
Yeah, and he was clearing his name on TikTok Live. He explained the Paradise Men thing again, and he said the same thing that
Okay.
it was just people all in the process trying to help each other out. That I don't believe. Now the piggyback thing,
Yeah, help
or
each other
pick,
out to long play, 'cause we gotta get
Hot,
through.
you're right. Finesse 101 is what the group
Yeah,
should have been called. But
exactly.
I can understand the piggyback bank thing. Like that makes sense. The Paradise Man, I don't know about that, Michael. But again, you can't do any wrong. At this point, this is your compensation for maltreatment for the past 7 years.
Maltreatment, probably malnourishment. A lot. It was a lot.
Yeah,
And you
she
made it.
Angela would have been successful back in the day because she really knows how to wrangle.
Oh, get that phone, okay?
Yeah.
Get him. Yeah.
It's like, it's my, yeah, she is honestly, again, I don't know how she is still on the show because I know she's had to have said some things that are inappropriate. So they just love her at TLC because ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Yeah, she definitely is getting the she can do no wrong kind of edit kind of treatment right now.
Yeah, and I hate that because that just, that's what's wrong with her in general. Nobody has really checked her for acting the fool.
Yeah.
Because if she did all that yelling because at the wrong person, bye, bye, bye.
Oh. Yeah. She that's what she's missing. That's what a lot of people are missing, though.
Absolutely. They just haven't ran into the right or wrong person, however you want to look at it.
Right, however you take it. However you see it is how it is. You know? Okay. Lord, Patrick can tell you, we've been in Brazil for about 47 days and 47 nights. It's really...
It's still on day two?
It's only been... And I think it's because the vibes are bad. Nobody really likes each other right now. So I think it's what's making it worse. Mm-hmm. We already know we're at like the first like official family dinner of everyone getting to know each other. And the dads are already arguing. Thais's dad is justifiably confused as to why Patrick's dad is charging 20,000 Rio dollars. That's a R for it. 20,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, what? That's expensive. That's like, okay, that's fine that it's not a money over there. However, here, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why are you charging? Right. Like, why are you charging them that? I don't get it. And
he's literally, that's like if you rented out a party space and they told you to paint the walls.
That doesn't make sense.
Pick the weeds.
That doesn't make sense. I don't, no. I give you money. You do that. You take care of that.
And I shouldn't even be giving you no money when I'm already giving you money. Jose.
Yeah, he like a little, he likes to keep his pockets full.
I think he met his match with Carlos, though. If Carlos really give him
the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in his confessional, Patrick was like, I don't really know why Thais's dad is saying anything. It's not really his business. It's not, but it is, though, because it's just his opinion as another Brazilian dad. Like,
yeah.
That's raggedy. Like, dad to dad, padre to padre, father to father. That's raggedy. Who does that? Like, I don't... I don't appreciate it. And that's what I think Thais's dad, like, where his perspective is coming from. And this is where Patrick decides everybody's ganging off on his dad a little too much. John got into it. He was like, I don't really know what's being said. But
John was keeping up. You hear me?
But Jose, you right, okay? Jose, you wrong for charging, and that's real raggedy. I don't really know what's being said, but I can feel the energy in the atmosphere, and yeah, it seems like we're all mad at you still, and you deserve
literally
it.
Literally everybody sees it except Patrick.
Yeah.
He's my dad.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is. I pay, what did he say? John pays some rent, and John was like, yeah, and I pay you some extra.
Yeah.
So don't play with me. Like,
and also,
it's not the same.
It's not the same at all. And it's really not. Okay, Patrick is renting this apartment. That's fine. Pay rent. But why are you asking me to paint, clean, remodel? That's not how that works. You're my landlord. I'm paying you rent. You take care of all of that stuff.
Right. Like, fine, like, okay, fine. You want to keep the property, whatever. I should not be maintaining anything.
No, and that's it. If the money stopped at rent, that would be fine. But it's like all the extras. And Jose, whatever, talking about I'm retired. Well, you need to unretire. That's just because you're retired, that's not Patrick's responsibility to take care of you now. And you're making money from these apartments.
Right. And if you weren't retired, would you like be talking to them like that? I don't think you would. Because you'd be having your own money. Like you'd be chilling. You wouldn't even be interested in
reaching out a relationship with him. No.
Yeah.
You're just lazy and greedy and taking advantage of that man.
Yeah. So now this is where it just didn't end well. And Patrick started getting defensive. They end up leaving, and the next time we see them, it's like just Patrick and Thais. And I can't fully remember how the conversation went. But what I will say, because this was like one of my main feelings as this was going on. I remember. When Patrick and Thais were talking, Thais was saying, like, yeah, like my dad still feels disrespected. Carlos, Thais's dad brought that up to Jose, like saying, like, what type of man do you raise? Because he still hasn't asked me, like, for her hand in marriage and like this whole thing. And at the table, Patrick was saying, like, I don't really understand why I need to, like, I don't get the point. And it's really like, it's kind of like the ceremony for Emily and Kobe. It's for the sake of tradition, man. Like, yeah. Do it for the culture. Literally do it for the culture, and that's just it. And he's just not getting that. And then even Thais said that at the table. I agree, but a lot of this is Thais's fault.
I agree, and I'm glad John spoke up.
Yeah, 95, and that's true, because Patrick was like, whose side are you on?
He's I
like,
hear you. I hear you, but your daughter the one who started the line.
Right, because we ain't know nothing about you. We didn't even know she had a daddy like this, okay?
No, seriously.
She didn't mention nothing about you.
I feel like that's the piece that's missing. Yeah. Like, I feel like Patrick would be like more willing to just do it just because for the culture, like you said, if like everything wasn't being blamed on him.
I agree.
And Thais is sitting back like, yeah, Patrick, yeah, you're being disrespectful. Yeah, wasn't that disrespectful when you move across the world and didn't tell your daddy?
Your primary parent? Girl, I wish I could do that to my mother. And think I ain't got no problems? Girl, yeah. And you're delusional.
Yeah, I just feel like everything that everybody's blaming on Patrick should really be blamed on Thais.
I agree. I agree with that. And that was my main thing this whole episode. Because when she was
her friends.
Yeah. Because when she was trying to talk to him solo, and she was trying to say, like, well, you still didn't do so, and like, you still didn't ask for permission, whatever. And he feels disrespected. He's really feeling disrespected by you. And it's like, he can't even like bring it to words to say that. Yeah. You're the cause. You're the root of this problem right now.
She just refuses to see that.
A whole 2 years, you come back. When her friend said,
she was supposed to come back 2 months later.
In February, and you come back with a man and a baby, and you're actually not coming back at all. Girl, get out of my face.
Yeah. And I don't know why they're blaming that on
Patrick.
Yeah. And like John said, see, John should have been up in these conversations a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like John said, Patrick was trying to tell the dad. Yes.
Yeah.
Patrick was trying to tell Carlos, but she didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I can't rock with Thais on this.
Yeah.
I do think Patrick needs to just, okay, can I have the blessing? But I agree with him. That's not going to change nothing.
It's not.
And at this point, it don't even matter.
Yeah. Yeah. It took me a second to remember. I'm like, oh, damn, Thais, this is your fault. I forgot.
Nah, I didn't forget.
Annoying.
Because, yeah, she's so annoying for this.
So yeah, when they had like a breakfast little situation, the two of them, and then they said, okay, I'm gonna, like, we're gonna meet my friends tonight. Yikes, this was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. Oh, also during this conversation, Thais is trying to convince him to let go of the apartment. She's saying, like, we're barely here, you don't need it. Like, Jose is basically like doing too much. Like, you can just let that go.
Yeah, that's not happening. So, you know, it is what it
but
is.
But I agree. Yeah, like, y'all haven't been to Brazil in 2 years at least. And you're paying rent every month and you're sending extra money.
Yeah, he literally goes there to do his laundry. That's nuts.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, he does his laundry there.
Yeah. So
like you're paying for him to live.
It's ridiculous. It's definitely ridiculous. And he's not going for it. He's like, I feel like Patrick's position is like, if I gotta pay for my dad's loves, then so be it. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's sad. I hate that for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. But that just feels like what his position is on it.
Yeah, but I would prefer him to actually say that. I feel like he's just refusing to acknowledge that that's what's happening.
He keeps saying, like, that's my dad. Like, okay, what about
the fact that that's your dad? Right. So you shouldn't have to know that.
That's not in the dad handbook. He's writing his own thing. He's doing his own thing. Mm-hmm. He's in the raggedy dad handbook.
Absolutely.
He's not in the good dad him.
crazy.
So these friends, this is a common thing that we always see on the show of, and just in life, like, if you tell your friends your relationship problems, don't expect them to let it go. Because this girl is hot about
she's
things.
She's talking about things that happened
from two to three years ago. But that makes sense when your friend was supposed to come back.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago.
And I feel like not only is Thais not taking blame when it's her fault, she's also not clearing anything up.
No.
She could at least be like, oh no, like he didn't kidnap me. Like that was my plan to stay
all. No, for real.
She'd be on mute.
And what do you have to say for yourself? And it's like, are you a victim? Blink twice. Like, what's going on? Are you being held hostage? Because I thought this was mutual.
Ooh, gosh.
I thought this was you want a willing participant, no?
Absolutely. Nope. As far as they're concerned, she's taking hostage.
So these, it's two of her friends. One of them is a lot more opponent and negatively, like, outwardly opponent of everything Patrick has going on. Patrick and John not feeling it. And the other one was more like, yeah, girl, no, the last time I saw you, you were leaving for a couple months and was gonna be back. That's crazy how you're just here now with a baby and a husband, but, you know, fine, whatever. But the other one was more, she felt more angry on how she felt like her friend was being treated in the relationship, how the relationship was moving, and this is that. She brought up the fact, like you said, of her being, like, whisked away into America. Mm-hmm. Like, just
stolen.
She was shackled and just had no choice, okay? Obviously, that's not true, but she wasn't saying anything. And he was, like, just kind of sitting there looking confused. And then the friend brought up the fact that he cheated, quote-unquote. And he was like, hold on. We weren't together when that happened. And we already knew about this when they were initially dating. But it wasn't together when it happened. And it was just a kiss. Like, it wasn't nothing serious. Nothing that I need to go to Maury for. You know?
It's
not that deep. And again, Thais is sitting there just looking quiet, like whatever. And her friend is chewing him out. Like, you shouldn't have put her in that situation to begin with, and like all this kind of stuff. And she was going on for a minute. I'll be honest. I was like, what are you mad about?
She mad that it wasn't her. That's the only rationale.
Because
you're doing it a lot.
Okay, fine. He did all this. We not mad at your friend for staying? What? Hello? I'm confused. If he's such a problem and if he's such a menace to society.
And it's like, she acted like she was telling on him. The only reason you know is because he told Thais.
Right. Which, did you hear that part? Like, I just said that. Okay, so you just want to be mad at me. Got it. Like,
And he told you they weren't together at the time. Like you said, Taissa, man. So what you mad for?
Taissa was looking at her confused, like, wait, what are you talking about?
What are you doing? Like, you haven't seen your friend in 2 years and you want to carry on like this?
Right. Have you said anything else bad about him? Because this is two-year-old T.
Clearly you ain't talked. That ain't your friend because you ain't talked to her in 2 years. Right. You ain't got nothing new to say.
Okay, if any, again, all fingers need to be pointed to Thais because you're not a good homegirl. You barely a good daughter, okay? You move in real secrecy. You move in real secrecy. Yeah, and it's pissing off everybody around you, okay? It's causing a lot of problems, and I don't like that. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't understand how... Oh, okay. I do. Then another problem that she brought up was the girls coming to the house when they first moved in together. They had
that party. John got in.
Yes, they had that party. All them girls, and it was just like, yeah, we already remember Thais did not like that. She didn't appreciate it. Thais also is not a big drinker like that, so it was a lot of things going on that she just wasn't down for. And the friend brought that up, like, yeah, I think your brother's a bad influence on you. And it's like, sister, I don't even know your last name. I don't know anything about you. I think you're a bad influence. How about that? Like, since we just making assumptions based on looks, I think you're a horrible influence. Now what? So, yeah, she was just feeling some type of way and saying, like, that was really inappropriate. Then John was like, it was not that serious. And he chimed in a little bit during the conversation about the ex too, like, it and barely an ex, it was just a kiss, an ex kiss literally. He was just like, that also wasn't that serious. I think, did she like just start yelling at him? I don't know how she ended up getting called a slut. I'm sorry, I was just very confused. I was like, did you just hurl out an insult just cuz? Like, oh,
okay. I feel like that's, he probably didn't know exactly what it meant, but he knew it was an insult. So he just, John, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think he really knew. And I don't remember, I think they were just going back and forth. And then he just hollered that out.
It felt like it came out of nowhere. It felt like when someone says your mama. You know,
exactly.
Slapped it on the table, like, oh, okay.
Exactly, yeah. Because she was just calling him, like, you're a bad influence on Patrick, and blah blah blah. And then he hollered that out.
Damn, rude. Okay, well, there's that. and obviously it was over after that. in the preview, I think we see some of Taissa saying, like, this is why I want John to come to begin with, which, fair, because you don't speak the language, like, not even for play-play. Like, I can play-play.
She just don't Spanish. Like John, but I think John was very necessary on this trip.
We needed someone with
this. Because John got a lot of straightening.
We need someone on the side of
him. He is impartial. Yeah. That's why I think Patrick told him, like, you're not even picking sides.
He's like, I'm not. I'm not. And good. We need a flip-flopper in this situation because no one's being honest. Nobody's being real. And Thais's it's causing a lot of problems that she doesn't want to acknowledge. So there's that. Now it is time for one couple or scenario for the Couldn't Be Me that we say that we could never just see ourselves in and can never be in. What are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go Rob and Sophie just because all of this back and forth is too much for me. Like, either you're in or you're out.
I agree.
And simply that. Like, we can't work on our issues if you're not here. And first of all, there's no real issue here. You mad because he didn't tell you you was cute? Like, get real, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much. I think Rob needs to let her go. And it's crazy, like, how the tables have turned. I feel like in the very beginning of their whole 90-day story, everybody was on Sophie's side. Now we're seeing how ridiculous she actually is. And now I'm Team Rob because
It's insane.
she doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, she's a lot.
And her mama is like, she cannot think for herself. I feel like most people like talk to their family, home girls, whatever, about their relationship, like generally. Like, hey, he did this, I didn't like it. But she like sources how she feels about it from them.
Yes. It's like she's not gonna, she comes to them to build her opinion
Yes.
on what she needs to do. Versus like, yeah, girl, he did it, and then I did da, da, da. She's like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, leave or
What
don't. I
would
don't
you
know.
do if you were me? And nobody, everybody already does not like him. So it's never going to be like, maybe she need to talk to John. You need a neutral, a neutral party.
Okay, there's less of a language barrier. Okay, he's gonna know exactly what's going on here. He'll give you an answer.
Yeah, because her mama and Kate aren't it. And the fact that she keeps involving her mom when she knows her mom doesn't have best intentions for her relationship is psychotic.
Yeah, it's unhinged. And it, like, she's, what about anything that she has going on says, like, oh, yeah, she wants the best for me in this scenario?
No, she literally hates him, and you know that.
Yeah.
Like we said, he can give you the sun, and she gonna say, "What about the moon?"
Right. You left three other planets.
Yeah,
Not
not
enough.
doing enough, right?
Not enough. So
Yeah, leave her out of it.
I agree. I would
What
have to
about
agree.
you?
I'm gonna pick Liz. This is kind of like halfway from last episode, but because it's a continuation. Why are you so broken up about anything? Anything.
Rejoice.
Like, I don't even know why you wanted to say bye. You didn't even want to speak to him when you got
Walked
in
in.
the house.
Yeah.
Nothing about his actions
She was
since you've
holding
been in
out
there.
hope.
Right. Nothing about how he was acting since you've been in that house says he wants you to be here. So I don't know. Like, I
I feel
think he
like
should
she
just
wants to
leave.
chase a little bit too. And
Yeah.
now that he full halt.
Right. It's like we
It's
want the
not sitting well with
romance,
her.
like we want the cinematic romance story of the highs and the lows and the, oh my God, why aren't you yearning for, like,
Yeah.
this ain't that. This ain't that. Hey, okay, this ain't Texas. All
Ain't
right.
this ain't Texas. I am
Okay,
Texas.
like, I don't know what to tell you, but if this is not that, I don't think he would have got a chance to say what he said to me at the end of the
First
hallway.
of all, I would have never spoke with him. I
I'm
would have
beelining it. I'm
literally
out of there.
came in the house, put my stuff in that room, and left.
Yeah. You wouldn't even, we wouldn't even have to speak.
And
You
then
wouldn't know.
I feel like he wanted, also wants to like rub his nonchalant, non-caringness in her face because he want, when are, let's talk scheduling. When are the movers coming? Like, shut up. Like, just leave me alone. I
We
know.
actually,
You
the
don't
way we had
care.
an officiant in between us breaking us up, let's call them back
Yeah.
to
We need
figure
a
this out.
mediator here.
Yeah, because I don't want to talk to you. You every time you talk to me, you say something stupid. Let's
Yeah.
not communicate. We need a new John. We need a neutral party to come
John.
in. We need a neutral party to come in. That's just on period. Like,
Everybody need a John.
yeah. Oh man, so that's fine. Ah.
Yeah, what a mess. Is this season coming to an end?
We always think so, and it doesn't feel like it. This doesn't feel like it yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. I honestly want to update on Nicole and my mood. Like, did he make his
the
way
way
back
they
to Egypt?
the way they skirted them out of here. We're probably not gonna see them again for the rest of the season, huh?
No, we probably gonna see them at the
I
thing.
am screaming. Okay. A way to remove
Also,
somebody.
do you think they had that yet? The tell-all? Because I want to go. Didn't they do like a live audience one time? Like, I
Listen,
want to go.
listen. We need a
Do
what
we
are
know
we doing here?
anybody that work at ABC?
Who?
Because TLC is, I think,
Yep.
under
TLC.
Disney. Because it's on
Not.
Disney, it's on
It's called.
Discovery.
It's
Discovery.
under Warner.
Yeah.
Under Warner. I don't know anybody down at the TLC,
I
but
may have to do a little
yeah, we need to do
LinkedIn
some.
search.
I need to do some Google because we should be in the audience, damn it. We really should.
We don't know nobody that worked for Warner.
I'm gonna ask on Instagram. We'll ask.
Please, you have a big network.
Don't give me a way in, but point me to an email. Just point me to an email. Just point me to someone I need to reach out to, girl.
Warner Brothers. Oh, wait, I have a connection.
Hold on now. Yes.
People. Who is
Yeah.
this? Wait. Oh, he was in our main class. But he also has an open to work banner, so I don't know.
Look a little shaky for his friend. Look a little shaky.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work out.
All right. Okay.
We'll have to do our searches and
Yeah, well, no,
reconvene.
we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okay.
I hope we find somebody.
No, we are. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna put out the bat signal and see. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Ain't no way, pod, because we're gonna make it down to the reunion.
Period.
Damn it. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.